You're with Raph.
And this week's Changing Track is for Andrew. I dreamed of this career while I was still in school. It started with my granny telling me that she thought I could make a good journo. The path wasn't clear at first. I studied a Bachelor of Arts while I was still working it all out. When I finished, my grandmother popped up again. Might I be interested in a postgraduate course in Media Studies at La Trobe? I applied and was accepted. It was 2006 and I was on my way. The future opened up before me, radio, television, newspapers. But it was that third option that I wanted to be in. That year, I won the footy tip-picking competition at my local pub, and the publican shouted me a beer. And in the course of a conversation with him and another staff member, I told them of my plans. "Ah, a newspaper man," they replied. It felt good. I started to feel sure of myself. A few months later, I got offered my first job. Kerrang meant moving out of Melbourne to a community hundreds of kilometres away. But I said yes before my future editor could properly explain the implications of the move. My dad helped me to move up. Driving up the highway as a city boy, I hadn't even walked into the newsroom before I was hit by my first lesson of country life. A truck had rolled over, live sheep spilled across the highway and beyond. A man, armed with a rifle, putting them out of their misery. Over the next 3 years, I would learn as much about life as I would my chosen career. But people were already forecasting the death of newspapers. When I finally decided that I needed to take the next step, my editor could sense it. He found me alone in the tea room and told me the company had vacancies in other towns. Mildura seemed too far away, but Swan Hill was manageable. I didn't want to leave the mates I'd met over the last few years, but I knew the time had come. Building on my skill set in Swan Hill was crucial and rewarding. I was the sports editor, and it didn't just give me the chance to interview local coaches and talk football. I was also learning about page design. But 5 years on, again, I found myself needing to pursue new opportunities. I wanted more diversity in my career, and crucially, I wanted to return home. But that also meant moving hundreds of kilometres away from the people who had now become my best friends. The challenge I had faced at the start of my career was now the challenge I faced at the midpoint of my career. The chance to work for Leader Community News fully franked the dream I had way back when my grandmother said she thought I'd make a decent journalist. Working for News Corp helped me realise the ambition to achieve a diverse career. I was writing for suburban newspapers across Melbourne after years writing for country papers across northern Victoria. But in the back of my mind, I always knew the journo apocalypse was coming. Years of declining advertising revenue threatened Leader's viability. But COVID finally killed the newspaper stars. We felt like the last of the Mohicans when News Corp confirmed they would permanently cease printing almost all suburban newspapers in their Australia-wide community division. In so many news meetings, we'd talked about polishing up those CVs, looking for jobs in communications. But I think we all held on to that passion for community papers. When News Corp announced recently they'd cut hundreds of jobs, deep down, I knew my time had come. But I couldn't help but wonder, who is the man who thinks he can decide whose dreams shall live and whose shall be pushed aside? I'm only 3 weeks away from the end of my journalism career, and I'm planning to retrain, but already I'm looking back to the way it was then. I know the industry I fell in love with no longer exists, but I still sometimes dream of the way it was back then. And I'm listening to Bruce Springsteen's None But the Brave.